They will know we are Christians by the way we share our love. Amen. Jesus sat by himself in his hometown synagogue teaching. Jesus sent all 12 disciples, not just some of them, but all in 12. But let me say that sentence again. So Jesus sent out all 12 disciples, not just some of them, but all 12 in pairs to do what he does. We don't have to go far to share Jesus' message of love and hope. God's message of redemption, of relationship building, community building, the Holy Spirit's message of empowerment. We are baptized into a story greater than ourselves, and we are an integral part of the story. As living chapters in the story of faith, Jesus models for us the courage and vulnerability needed to share the stories of our lives and the stories of why our faith is important to us. And Jesus models sharing our lives and faith with people who know us really well and with people who don't really know and might even be strangers. And maybe some of them are curious, open to what we are sharing. And maybe some of them don't seem open to what we are sharing. Jesus tells us to try anyway. The life and faith God wants for us isn't found someplace else far away. It is found right here, right now, in the midst of us ordinary people living in ordinary places. And we will find that there are a whole lot of people who have had religion used as a weapon against their very being. And we will find that there are a whole lot of people who have never grown up with church. And we will find that there are a whole lot of really, really good religious folks who, because religion was weaponized, they don't speak about their faith. We must all speak about our faith, about our Jesus who loves us and shows us the way to the heart of God that then illumines the way to our very own hearts. Because if we don't, others will. And not all of the messages about God reflect a God who loves each one of us exactly as God created us. There are messages about God, about Jesus, that say if you aren't just like, and then fill in the blank, then God doesn't love you unless you do X. The Bible has been used as a weapon by people in power to validate their oppressing and stripping of whole groups of people of their rights and dignity. If we do not speak, if we do not share our stories, others will speak for us. And others will assume we feel the very same way as those people speaking for us. Our path to Jesus, the path Jesus asks us to take, is no easy path. But we will find love. We will find dignity. We will find that sharing our stories will change us in good and unexpected ways. And Jesus knows how hard this is, how scary it can be. So he shows us how to do this. We do God's work together. We show up and listen with the ears of our hearts. And when we share from our hearts. We show our gratitude for receiving their stories and for receiving ours. And then we come back together and share our experiences with the whole community so that we can grow and learn from one another. And I'm going to share some words or excerpts from our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, from his sermon addressing the 79th General Convention of the Episcopal Church, which is held every 3 years and is happening right now, and it's 10 days long. I recommend you read or listen to the entirety of his sermon later. Jesus asks how the world will know that you are my disciples. He says that you love one another. Love is the way. Love is the only way. Those who follow in my way follow in the way of unconditional, unselfish, sacrificial love. And that kind of love can change the world. That kind of love. Keep your eyes focused on this Jesus, on his teachings, on his spirit. Abide with him. Dwell with him. Live in him. When you live in him, guess what? He'll start living in you. Go and make disciples. Go and proclaim the good news. Go and be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, in Samaria, in first century Galilee, and in the 21st century Austin, go. We too here in Gates, Churchville, Chilai, Spencerport, Ogden, Riga, Rochester, we too are to go and are called to witness to the love of Jesus in our lives. Amen.